All right. Welcome to this episode of this new podcast. We're going to be going over the next 40 years of space exploration and, you know, what's going to be going on and the new discoveries and achievements we think will happen. So I'm Robert Godomsky. I'm joined by two others.
I'm Carter Batt.
And I'm Ethan Hodges.
All right. So we're going to start out with, like, what were you saying? Like, talking about, like, new technology and kind of
yeah. So, like, kind of how we're going to get places is kind of, like, where we're at right now. So, obviously, space travel is, like, a big thing, especially here. Want to go places. But we're kind of really limited right now as far as, like, how far and where we can go, obviously, with, like, the biggest thing just being, like, energy. It's kind of, like, the biggest thing, right? Because, like, we can send things, like, far because, like, in space, no gravity, like, if you just push it, it'll keep going until it stops. Yeah, exactly. So if you send it, it'll go, but it'll take, you'll never see it because it'll just keep going and you won't know when it gets there. It'll be well beyond our lifetimes. So right now the biggest problem is the energy, how we're going to get there quickly. Because like
I actually just saw like a clip. There's this company, it's developing like a new way of like launching rockets. It's using momentum instead of like rocket fuel. So it's basically like it takes a rocket or a payload, whatever, and it spins it
in like a slingshot.
Yeah, like a slingshot, and it shoots it out into space without using any fuel, relying solely on just, you know, momentum and velocity and all that. So I think that's a like really cool development. If we can get that to work, like that saves so many, you know, resources, like cut emissions, like things like that.
Yeah.
So
yeah, that's a lot of the big parts on that. I mean, if we can get the next level of energy right now, because like our energy is so inefficient. Like, we lose most of it to heat.
Yeah.
Right? So, like, I mean, your basic, like, coal, for example, the fossil fuels, like, they really suck. They're fine for on Earth, but, like, if we want to get somewhere else, we need a new form of energy, which is kind of, like, where we're stuck right now. So once that happens, I mean, then we're off. Then things can get real. Because right now, I mean, you can get to the moon, get to Mars. Mars takes a while, but we can get there. So, like, if we can cut that time down significantly, then we can start.
Do you think, like, the next form of energy, like, that we'll kind of like gravitate towards is, like, nuclear? Or do you think there's something else
up
there? Like,
yeah, definitely. I mean, I know that it was France and China just successfully created, like, their own mini sun.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we'll see where that goes. I mean, the sun is obviously the biggest source of energy. So, we can create, if we can harness some of that. If we can, you know, make a small one here somehow, harness that energy somehow, and somehow convert that into get, like, a propulsion, right?
Yeah.
Getting us somewhere, because getting off the Earth and getting out there is just so slow.
Yeah.
What about, like, returning? I know I saw something like Elon Musk and SpaceX just, like, caught a rocket.
Yeah.
Or is that, like, a fake video?
No, that's real. Yeah, that's real. So, like, that is kind of like a huge thing right now, because that is saving tons of money. Because like before that, it was kind of like you would send a rocket off, and then as soon as it was done, like the boosters, pretty much you have like your payload on the top and then all your boosters, they would just fall and then it's just going to the ocean.
Yeah, and that's done. Especially with like space debris, I feel like that helps with that, because you have like there's like these all these like graphs or diagrams that show like all the space debris and trash. That's
oh, there's
there,
more which, than you can even imagine,
which makes it super hard for like us to send more stuff out of our atmosphere, because there's so many more things we got to deal with, and like, you know, with timing and space and like all that. So, and just like safety too, because if you want to send something up and then you got space trash just coming in, you know, killing somebody or destroying your rocket, you know.
Yeah, that's a big problem right now. Especially, like, with, I mean, like you said, the catching of the rocket. Yeah. Not only does that help with that, but it saves so, like, if we can create reusable rockets, I mean, they're millions of dollars, right?
Yeah.
So we can reuse it and just put more fuel in it and, you know, like, fix it up a little bit here and there. But, I mean, that'll help a lot, too, as far as, like, because the money, I mean, it is so expensive.
Yeah.
I was always wondering how Elon was able to launch so many rockets. And, like, he just does it every time, and he just fixes them, puts another one up, puts another one up.
Yeah, I mean, the money helps, for sure. Yeah, especially because, I just watched a video about, like the privately owned rocket companies, you know, like the SpaceX, Blue Origin type stuff.
Yeah.
Where NASA's government funded, so, like, they're limited, whereas, like, if you think, like, SpaceX, they don't have any limits on what they can spend, right? So, like, they can just spend as much as they want. So, I mean, he can keep pumping them up there. I mean, a lot of them that he sends up, like that we see here, are satellites for Starlink, which is like his satellite company that's like connecting to like places around the world.
And then is that like a low Earth orbit, like a Leo? Or
I believe it's Leo, yeah. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Are we trying to get like sustainable where people can live up in the Leo? Where you can go up there and like have a, say, like space cars? I know I talked to one kid one time where he thinks in a few years it'll be just like the Jetsons. Like, you know, like people will actually be in space living. Like,
yeah, I mean, I don't really see the benefit to that. Yeah, no. Like, as far as like living, I mean, there are people that do live in space on the International Space Station.
Yeah, yeah.
And like, I mean, they're up there for research, yeah. Right? So like, I don't really know what the, like. That's I guess, but like
that kind of goes into like another topic is like space tourism, like with like this, you know, we were just talking about like reusable rockets being able to go up there and like send, you know, regular people
like a hot air balloon ride type thing, but like higher.
Yeah, correct.
Yeah, I mean that's
like a helicopter ride, you know?
Right. I think right now, because it costs so much for like them to do it, it would cost the consumer so much more too, right? Because they got to make a profit off of that essentially. Yeah. So like, I think that I mean, that's obviously something that definitely could take place, and I'm sure tons of people would do it if the price was right.
I wonder how close we are, because this is saying like the next 40 years, and I feel like we're kind of close to like getting to that point of like commercializing it, basically making it open to like anyone who can afford it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, we're getting there.
So I wonder, like, how many, like, I wonder if, like, that would happen in, like, maybe, like, the next 5-10 years, you know?
Yeah, I mean, again, it's just, it's all really comes down to money.
Yeah.
Like, the tourism thing, I mean, that would be huge. And, like I said, tons of people would, I mean, I would do it.
I would so do it, yeah.
But it's, like, what's the price that's, like, what are people willing to pay versus what are you going to charge them and all
that? Is it going to be, like, that submarine? Are you just toast?
Exactly.
Like you go up there with like and the Blue Origins and Virgin Galactic, you're just toast.
And that's another really good point is like the safety of it, right? Because like if you get all these private, you get like if it goes that direction, right? Like the sub where it's like these private companies doing these kind of like really dangerous things.
Yeah.
Like how do you regulate that then?
Yeah.
And like how do you see where that goes? Because if you get all these companies doing it, right? Like. Then it becomes a problem.
Yeah.
Because then you're dealing with, you know, lives.
Yeah. There's one thing renting jet skis in Key West, you know, like scuba certification.
Exactly.
It's another day to be like, all right, guys, give me $150,000. I'll send you up to space and bring it back down.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's the ticket. And I mean, I'm sure you guys have seen, like, when they do launches of people, when they send them up to, like, the ISS, like, how intense everything is. Like,
oh, yeah.
The rockets, like, where they're actually at is very small. And, like, they, I mean, they don't really talk about it, but they're in those for hours. And, like, they don't, once they're in, they're in. And, they're, I mean, you got to wait because there's so much stuff that they go over. So it's not just like, oh, let's just hop in and head up and head back down, like, a two-hour event. Like, it's a...
Well, it's like astronauts, like, they go through, like, isn't it, like, weeks or months of, like, training
months.
And stuff?
I mean,
so it's
years,
like, when you, like, commercialize just and open it up to, like, new people or just regular people, it's like... They're probably going to have to go through, like, the same thing. So I'm assuming there's going to be, like, a queue or, like, a huge wait list. To
I mean, it's not
things.
Just as simple as...
Because you can't just go up in space. Yeah.
I mean, even, like, hot air balloon rides, right? Like, you get a little safety rundown of, like, what you can and can't do. But, like, imagine that times 100.
Yeah.
Right? So, like, now you have people that have to get trained. Or even, like, scuba diving, right? You still have to get trained. You had to get, I mean, you had to be certified to even scuba dive, right? So, like, that times 100. So it's, like, when does... How does that all line up? And I think that comes back to, like, the energy thing, right? Like, the rocket itself is going to have to be completely different, right? Because you're going to have you're going to essentially have passengers, right? And if you think about it, maybe, like, a plane, in a sense.
Yeah,
you have
fighter
like,
jet versus, like, a Boeing.
Exactly. Yeah, I mean, that's a great way to put it right now. Like, you think about, like, what we have right now when we send people up, they're essentially in a fighter jet, right? Like, it's just 2, 3 of them, 4 of them. Mm-hmm. And how do you make that into something commercial?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was just about to bring that up, too, is, like, how do you make it commercial to the point where, like, you just said an 8-hour car ride. Imagine that. But, like, going to Mars, isn't that, like, months?
Months, yeah.
It's, like, months. So imagine, like, trying to sit there, like, boxed up, average Joe Schmo billionaire, just 3 months going to Mars and back. Like, no. Nah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Super, like, interesting topic, though.
Yeah, no, but, like, seriously.
Yeah.
What about, like, what do you guys think about, like, colonizing planets or... just kind of, like, getting out there. Because we've already got, like, rovers and, you know, satellites over at, like, these other planets. It's, like, when are we going to just start sending people or, you know, just, like, develop, like, what is it called?
Colonization type.
Colonization. What's it called? Like, exoterraforming? Like,
terraforming
or something
terraforming,
like that?
Yeah.
Like Mars or something like that or some planet.
Yeah. I mean, of our solar system, right, like, Mars is pretty much the only one that we could, that would even be somewhat worth, like, being inhabited, right? So, like, the moon, I mean, there's no reason to go to the moon. Like, there's no atmosphere there. There's no resources there, really, that, like, you could, like, live on.
Yeah.
I mean, Mars is, relatively speaking, if you look at our solar system, closest to Earth, right? It's the most similar. I just think it more as, like, it's a great idea that, like, I think it's a someday problem, whereas, like, we're not there yet, and I think sometimes we focus a little too much on that, when, like, sometimes you need to focus more on the Earth itself, rather than, like, oh, we gotta get out, we need to, like, the Earth is dying, blah, blah, blah. It's like, well, we'll get there. We will get there, right? Like, if you look at how long it took from us to get off the ground in airplanes and then to go to space, right? It was, like, 50 years, which is, like, insane, from going from, like, planes to going to space is crazy.
Yeah.
So, like, we're exponentially getting smarter and getting more things coming out. But I think it's, like, it's a great idea. But if you also look at Mars, like, it's not really a nice place, right? It's pretty barren. Yeah, like, there's frozen ice underneath.
Negative,
right, there's nothing there. So, I mean, it would be a lot to just make it habitable in the first place, let alone living a decent life there.
And I feel like right now, it's like, if you're to send people there, the idea is for them to stay.
Right.
But I actually think with, like, these, like, new projects and how we were saying, like, reusable rockets, it's like, now, okay, well, maybe we don't have to make people stay or live there. Like, dude, like, because I personally, I don't think I'd want to spend the rest of my life, like, on a, you know, deserted planet.
Right.
You know? Like, if there's a way for me to, like, go to Mars, help, like, you know, set up some projects or whatever, like, living, you know what I mean? Like, just kind of, like, making it, like, terraforming it.
Yeah, you're
turning
it
into something habitable or creating, you know, a space where, like, we can start working on that. But being able to, like, return home and, you know, back to Earth, like, that would be pretty cool.
And I think, like, it's the little steps that are going to get us there, right? Like, the little steps of, all right, now we're getting towards reusable rockets. All right, that's good.
Yeah.
We're getting there. It's cutting down on costs there. But another thing is, like how are we going to get there? The propulsion, again, everything's really coming back to that big problem, right? Like, because it takes months to get there. So it's like, do you really want to do that just for, what, 5 years?
Yeah.
Like, take that long just to get there, spend a couple of years, and then come right back. Like, it's kind of one of those things. It's like, where we're at right now in our lifetime, it's kind of one of those, like, the people that, if they do go, they're going to be there probably for a while.
Yeah.
Right? And it's going to be the top people of this, of the topic, and doing their thing over there, doing a bunch of the research got to be done first, like, especially when we get boots on the ground there. It's different.
I'm assuming, like, there's going to be things like radiation, you know, long durations in space, you know, just like food production, like shit like that. Stuff like that.
it's the little things you don't even think about, right? Like, we're spending all this time talking about how we're going to get there, then it's like,
when we're there, what are we actually going to do?
We got to eat. We got to do all these things. It's like,
there's nothing to do there. It's just rocks and dirt. Like,
you know, I'm sitting here listening. I'm like, dang, man. So I got a, let's just say, 3-month bus ride, flight out to my new place. It's deserted, just frozen, desolate. And they're like, yeah, guys, let's go out there. And, like, the hardest thing we're about is getting there. And then once we're there, it's a whole other problem, guys.
It's a whole nother, you got to get there first. And then now you have, all right, now, because you can bring food, but that's only going
to
last so
long. You
got
to worry about surviving as well as, like, you know, working on whatever you have to, whether it's, like, setting up, you know, I don't know, projects, living arrangements, stuff like that.
Columbus, you know, just going across the ocean, but, like,
essentially, that's it.
Yeah.
I mean, essentially, that's it, right? Like, he did the same thing on, I mean, it was a lot of unknowns back then, right? Like, we didn't know how big the Earth was, all this stuff. Like,
and the people were saying you're going to fall off the edge of the
exactly,
Earth.
Exactly, yeah. So it's like, we're almost at that same point. But now in a modern day version of that, it's super,
like,
interesting.
Instead of a boat ship, it's a spaceship ship.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, really has similar problems. Like, right? Now he has rations of food.
Yeah.
He doesn't know how long it's going to take, really.
Or how to speak whatever language, and you find people. Topic of, like, aliens.
Well, it's like, do you think, like, they even knew? Like, do you think when they were sailing across the ocean and they reached land, do you think they were like, are there people here?
Oh, they probably assumed.
Well, Columbus, I mean, he thought he made it to India.
Yeah.
So that's why like, he called them Indians, all that stuff. So he undershot the world. He thought the world was 25% smaller than it was.
Yeah.
He thought he hit it. So he's like, oh, we're great here. And then he comes to realize, oh, this is not what we thought.
So I guess that kind of brings us to, like, our next topic, which would be, like, do you think we're alone in the universe?
See, that's just like with him. Like when he came here, he thought he was in the Indies. There was people that knew he was in America per se. Like imagine you go up there. I'm not saying they're big blue aliens, but there might be some sort of life form, whether it's like a lizard or who knows. I mean, anything.
Yeah. So I think, have you guys ever heard of the Fermi paradox?
I've heard of it, but I can't remember what exactly it is.
So it's pretty much the idea that there are other life forms out there, but will never come in contact. Because just so because of how so big everything is and how short of a time we live, we'll just never, like, if you shrink all of human existence down to a calendar year, right? Mm-hmm. We're in like the last like minute or 30 seconds before the new year.
Yeah.
Like the amount of time that the universe has existed and that we exist, like, yeah, like our lives, like we think it's long, right? You live, but if you think about it, like 75 years, we'll say, is like how long people live. We'll say 100, right? Say 100.
Yeah.
That is tiny.
Oh, it's decimal.
It's tiny.
You think back to like the 1800s, 1900s, and like my great grandma lived to 100, but when I look back, she was born in the early 1900s. Like, that was forever ago to us.
Well, yeah.
And that's minute in the grand scheme of things.
And it has, I mean, and if you think about like how long we've even been in space, it's been nothing.
Yeah.
I mean, people we know remember when our grandparents remember when they went into space, yeah, right? Like, so yeah. It's like,
what's crazy is when like it takes light like forever to like travel, you know, across the universe. Like when they have like when they say year. That it's like light years, mm-hmm. Yeah, like that blows my mind. When they're like, oh, it's 50 light years away, that means it takes light 50 years to reach that. Like that blows my mind.
Yeah, and I mean that's kind of why like I think that's why I believe in the Fermi paradox. Like there is, if you look at, like, statistically, and if you just think about it on a grander scheme, like, the universe is unfathomable to the human mind, the size of it, yeah. Right? So if you just accept that, like, it's bigger than you can even imagine, and you just kind of go from there, it's like, there's no way we're alone, right? Like, there's just no way. And
there just has to be some, I feel like, some form of life out there. Like, whether it's intelligent or not, it has to, I mean, we've already discovered, I think, that there's, like, bacterial life, even on Mars, yeah. Or something like that, or uh-huh. Traces of it at least, which is, you know, that's, I guess that's proof of life out there, but like nothing.
The foundation of life, like what, and I think, I kind of think of this kind of on like a even further level is like, we as humans think, okay, for life you need water, you need carbon, you need these certain things, but like why?
Yeah, why?
Why do we think, that's kind of very like, you know, we think that just because we are, like,
yeah.
What's no, there's, like, something else?
There that it, like, rains diamonds. Like, seen that. Like, so there's got to be, like, ways for, like, life to exist other than what we were just describing there.
You could even take it this way. Like, if you believe in a religion, whatever religion that is, and you believe, like, God, let's say, created the earth, you believe this and that for your religion. Well, if you think there's a greater spiritual like that, who says it in the universe? There's not another, let's say, spiritual for those people who just created another race or not even race.
It just gets, it's exponential,
huge.
Right?
Yeah, if you believe in that type of, not magic, but like religious, you know, magic, whatever, then why wouldn't there be a whole nother community somewhere out there? Mm-hmm.
And I think of like, what do we classify as intelligent life, right? Like, Neil deGrasse Tyson talked about it one time, and I love how he talked about it. It's like, let's say, like, here on Earth, right, we have the smartest monkey we've ever had. They can do, they're more, no more intelligent than, like, a five-year-old human, right? They can put blocks in the correct slots, and they can do, you know, basic sign language, things like that, right? Yeah. And that's, like, we're like, oh, my gosh, this thing is genius, right? But let's just say, what if our best of the best, like, that's the best of the best of, like, the monkeys, right?
Yeah, you can only put the block in
there. Right, let's say our best of the best, like, our Einsteins, our Stephen Hawkings, like, the top guys. What if that's, like, their five-year-old?
Mm.
And I think
like they're just way, like, they're
can't even comprehend how intelligent these beings are, and it's, like, which is very possible because of how big everything is, like, right? Like, and, like, why haven't they, if there's other intelligent life out there, and it's either we're on the forefront of that, and we're the most, let's say we're the most intelligent in the universe right now. Let's just say we're not at a point where we can go find others.
No.
Not even close.
No.
But let's just say they're, like, because of how long, like, old the universe is and how likely other life is, let's say there's another intelligent life out there.
Mm-hmm.
Why haven't they, in all this time, been able to find us? Or have they?
Yeah.
It's like, have they found us? And they just look over us and they're like, There's no point in going there because, like, they can see things that we can't, and like they can understand things that we can't. It's like, oh, that's just like a fail. Like that's a fail. They're dying off soon, or they can, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Or even if they're just like waiting for their world to end. They already know they're here. Like, waiting too. We're coming there to come take over.
Like Men in Black type thing. They're among us.
I was watching, like, I think it was Venom the other day, the movie Venom, like the finale one. Mm-hmm. And it was where they were like, you're the Codex. Like, you have to seal. That's like real too, though. There could be some dark, like, do you believe, like, heaven and hell? Why is there not some dark lord out there in, like, this space that's, like, locked up in a crypt? And then
it's possible. I mean, if you think about it, how, like I've been saying, like, how, just how big everything
the amount
is.
Of possibilities.
It's the size and the time. Yeah. It's just, it's exponential. Like, I mean, the universe is expanding faster. Like, it's speeding up. We're on the outward, if you look at the Big Bang, right? Mm-hmm. Like, we're on the outward of that. It's still going out faster. Mm-hmm. So, like, new planets are being formed all the time. Like, we are nothing. We're one step below nothing, just how small
we are.
We're
the pale blue dot. Have you ever seen that?
Oh, yeah. Oh, my. Yeah. Captures everything we've ever known, in that one little picture.
Yeah.
What do you think, like, upcoming missions for, like, humanity will be? Like, what do you think our next, like, step is? Do you think, like, you know, I know we talked about, like, going to Mars, but do you think, like, there's something greater out there, like, that we'd, like, try and push past?
Oh, that's a tough one.
Other than, like, you know, just sending, you know, satellites or, you know, a rover to a planet. Do you think there's something else, or...
I like to say it will happen. It won't. It's not going to happen in our lifetimes.
Yeah.
Right. Like, we're just not at that point.
I think honestly, it will take more than 40 years for us to have some, you know, exponential discovery or something like that.
Yeah. I mean, if you look at AI right now, how fast it's like progressing. Do you guys remember, like, a couple of years ago, like that Will Smith video of him, like, eating the spaghetti? It was, like, the first, like, AI-generated video, and we're like, oh, my gosh, this looks so real. And, like, now, in, like, what, 2-3 years, it's getting close to not being able to tell.
I can also do cooking a baby manatee, no joke, the other day, and all the comments were like, you're sick, and then all the other comments were like, nice AI, dude.
What do you think that'll play a role in, like, our...
Oh, yeah, like, 100%.
What do you think that'll, like,
help
with?
It can... AI can do things... so much faster, and the fact that it can learn, it's dynamic, is going to be huge. So if you can, like, set up an AI to be able to, you know, we have AIs running certain sequences and, you know, all different types of things, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's like, it's almost like an assistant, right? Like, it can learn all these things, it can answer all these questions.
When I think of it, I'm kind of thinking AI. Like the interstellar robot, I forget what it's called.
TARS?
Yeah, TARS. That's what I kind of think of when I think of, like, an AI assistant for, like, space travel. Like, yeah. I'm thinking of that, you know?
I mean, they took AI to, like the physical, like a robot, right? Yeah. And it's able to do things, it's able to help us, it's able to, you know, it can recognize if we're being sarcastic, if we're joking, things like that. So, I mean, if it gets to that point, I mean, who knows where things are
going
to go.
I really don't think we're far off from that, too. Like, I mean, we're very close.
I mean... 3 years ago, I would have been, like, looking at that AI video of, you know, the Will Smith. That was, because I think that was, like, the first, like, big one that's, like, oh, my gosh, this is crazy. Like, it looks like, it obviously doesn't look real, but it's, like, it's more than just, like, a video.
Yeah, it's easier. Right? You can't tell it the other ones. The other ones you could always tell.
It's look now. It's crazy how far it's come in just a couple of years.
There's full AI Instagram model accounts. These people make, like, Instagram, I'm serious, they make Instagram models ever, and it's, like, I'll see these, like, TikTok guys. And they're like, I don't know why you don't have a fully automated AI Instagram page that either posts memes, this, or that, in the 2025 year. And I'm like, honestly, like, he's right. Like, everybody else just automated, like, just repost this post 100 times, and then you get put in the matrix.
Yeah, and I mean, pair that with, I don't know if you guys saw Microsoft's new, like, quantum chip.
I just heard about that.
So, yeah, it's like this new chip that's able to, the computing power is just bounds beyond anything we have, right?
Bigger than, like, the NVIDIA GPUs.
Oh, it's insane, right? Like, so, like, it's still being worked on, right? Like, it's got to be. It works at, like, I think, like, 0 Kelvin or something, like, very low, because it's like a new state of matter is what they were saying, and, like, if you pair that, like, that super high computing power, the fact that it can do all these things, like, I think it was, like, there was, like, a math equation that, like, the best computers we have right now it would take them, like, say, a million years to do it. Wow. It can, they can do it in 5 minutes.
That's
or like, it's some number like that. So yeah, I don't know the exact number. Like, massive.
Yeah.
And then now this thing can do it like that. Like, you pair that with how far AI is going and give that, like, I mean.
Because I saw a thing where Elon Musk, I think it was one of, maybe SpaceX, maybe Tesla, one of them, he just spent close to some $1 billion on a bunch of NVIDIA processors to build, like, a whole data center for some of his, like, information he's been working on or his computers. And they're all, like, the AI build. You know what I'm talking about, the big GPUs. And I just couldn't imagine that, like, all those still don't, you know what I mean? Like, that's just nuts what you could do with that.
It doesn't even compare. I mean, and you, I mean, if you put all the things kind of we talked about together, you know, if we get there with the energy, figure out a new form of energy that can, that is super efficient, right? Like, we're not losing it all the heat, or we can, it can be small. We don't have to take up like these huge, like most of the rocket is fuel.
Yeah.
Like the payload at the top is tiny, right? Like, and that's what you're trying to move.
Yeah.
And you need all of this just to move in just an inch, right? So if we can get somewhere that you can make that much more efficient.
Like reverse it. You move this much with this much.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You pair that with how far AI is getting. You pair that with this new quantum computer chip. I mean, we're getting the pieces together. It's a matter of putting them together.
Yeah.
Right? Like right now we're at a point, and I think that's something in our lifetimes that will happen, right? Like I just always look back to the getting off, like the first airplane to going to the moon, like the fact that they did that in such a short amount of time is just,
I mean, what was that, like 1912 or something, like
The 1910s to the 1950s,
yeah, the
right
50s, like with Kennedy and stuff, and
it's insane how quickly, relatively, like they went from getting off the ground to going to space.
Yeah.
And like now you have more computer power in your
and the rate at which it's like improving is just
exactly
like,
so.
Right, so honestly, 40 years is a lot. Like it's.
I mean,
it's,
if they could do that in 50,
yeah. I mean, and with like the rate at which we're improving, I mean, I guess 40 years. I mean, so much. It's honestly hard to like imagine like what we could accomplish.
Mm-hmm.
I
don't know if it's a problem or what you want to call it, but it's like there's almost so much information, like new information that we're discovering. It's like, how do you even put these pieces together, right? Like you have the people back then, all right, you have your engineers, you have your computer people, right? That's all you needed, right? Like, and the other stuff, but like that's really all you needed to make the rocket, right? Now we have all this new information about like how we, like Mars, right? Like that's just another variable we're adding on. So we're adding on all these variables. How do you find these people that, like, you're gonna need more people, more smart people, and AI could play a big role in that too.
Yeah. You got anything else, Hodge? Yeah.
I mean, just talking about all the things I just heard, it's just, I didn't realize there's computers out there like that. But I really didn't. Like,
I just went back like yesterday.
My phone. And then to put like into perspective, to really think about it, from the Wright brothers in North Carolina back in 1915, like we were just talking about whatever year it was, to now, I mean, we still got planes falling out of the sky. But like, to now, we've come a long way. I was looking at one of the, is it the F-51? It flew like 8,000 miles or something nuts. Like, it does like all like a super fast speed one.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was, it's whatever transformer it is. You know what I'm talking about, right?
I think so.
Yeah, it's like the F-51. I forget. I have to look it up. But I was just like, wow, that's absurd. Moving at that kind of speed, like for a sustained amount of time. Like, I think it was 2,200 miles per hour, like 2,000 miles per hour for like a sustained, like 5,000 miles.
Yeah. And that's another thing, like, is the,
oh, I was gonna say, just like, do you think, like, I mean, I guess, like, in the next 40 years, you know, and we were talking about, like, moving at the speed of light, do you think that's possible? Or do you think, like, because right now we move at what, like, Mach 3, Mach 4, if any?
You can get up to Mach 6, I think,
okay,
is where we're.
Well, that's fast. Kind of, but, like, do you think we'll ever be able to, like, approach, you know, that speed of light or even past that? Like,
I don't think
in like the next 40 years maybe, but
yeah, so light, I mean, light is, the speed of light is constant, right? Like throughout the entire universe, for as far as we know, right? Like that's one thing that we all scientists agree on, is constant. And that kind of goes into like Einstein's theory of relativity thing. So that brings up a whole nother problem of, now you have essentially time travel, right? Because if you're moving that fast, you're gonna age slower.
Yeah.
Right. Like, so if you're going far, very fast, and you come back, let's say you go out 10 years, you're going like, let's just say 99% the speed of light. Like, you're going that fast, and you come back, everything you know could be gone.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Like, and it was just, and you went out for 10 years, you came back. Like, yeah. Not that long, relatively. But that kind of comes into a whole nother problem of, like, if we start going faster, that person's going to age.
Yeah, muscle decay.
Slower. All that, yeah. And it's kind of like if you've seen Interstellar, right? Like, yeah. when they go to Miller's planet.
Which was like, what? It was like closer. Like
it, was really it was close to the black hole, which yeah. is super massive. So the higher gravity slows down the time.
Oh, yeah.
So the just outside on the spaceship, right? Like he aged, I think, 30 years or something like that. For them, it was like 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. So that becomes another problem of, like, if we're going faster, it's like, I know there's a limit of, like, how fast we even can go
yeah.
before, like, things start actually breaking down. But it's like, we got to find yeah. that sweet spot of going as fast as we can, still being safe, so we're not, like, sending people out and then they come back and
pieces.
No, there's yeah. no Earth even left.
Yeah. yeah. That'd be a crazy trip.
Oh, nah, but Rob, to go back on the Mach thing you were asking about, I just looked it up. So the XB-70 Valkyrie, that's Mach 3.1, for example. And it's actually the SR-71, not 51 that I was talking about.
Oh, the SR-71, the Blackbird, yeah.
The Blackbird, that's Mach 3.3. And then the X-15 rocket's Mach 6.72.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
And then the X-43 rocket's Mach 9.6.
Oh, my God. So 9, yeah. I mean, nine. But if you think, I mean, if you look at, like, if you look at people, especially when they're, like, going super fast, like, these yeah. high Mach numbers, I mean, they're, like,
faces all pulled down. I mean, if you, like, turn at all, like, the pole, like, you know, like, in, like, rotation, mm-hmm. like, when, like, the gravitational yeah. pull, if you're going Mach 9 and you just turn slightly, I feel like you die. Or, like
you, I mean, you're still going that speed, so it's all, I mean, it's relative.
But, like, that pull, just, like, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, the rockets are the ones that only move that. Like, the fastest planes of Mach 3, which is still nuts. It was, like, yeah. 2,100-something miles per hour, I think I just read.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, yeah. I could never imagine going that fast.
That's crazy.
But even just sitting in, like, a normal, like, Boeing, like, passenger plane. Mm-hmm. You don't feel like you're moving, but you're moving still.
Yeah.
Like 300, 400.
It's the next frontier. I mean, we've really discovered most of the earth. I mean, they talk about the oceans, like, we've only discovered tiny bit of the yeah. ocean, but, like, mm-hmm. just water, right? Like, we've discovered
they're so deep too.
Right. Yeah. I mean, if we could go that direction or we could go out, I mean,
yeah.
I really think, especially in this day and age, like, that's the next big thing, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
How things are going to go with that. I mean, it's exponentially getting crazier.
No, yeah,
more interest. People are getting more interested in it. It's getting more funding. I mean, NASA didn't get hardly any funding back in the day.
Yeah.
And now
yeah.
since things are going, you know, on the up, it's like yeah. people are actually getting interested because they're yeah. discovering things.
No, you're right. Because when I was in elementary school, like, you heard about NASA, but NASA was never, like, in my mind, like, heavy paying. Like, I knew it was governments. I knew they had no, like, you know, government budget. They wanted to. They could do what they wanted to do. But, like, you look at the companies, Blue Origin, Virgin Galactic,
yeah.
yeah, and then especially SpaceX. Like, they just dump money. I saw a podcast the other day, I forget who was talking about. It was more of a motivational one.
Mm-hmm.
But they were like, you can be like a Boeing, they said, and you could send up one rocket every 6 months and it fail. Or you could be like Elon and every day just keep coming to work, keep grinding, nice. Send a rocket every couple months. And, okay, this one did that. All right, we're going to change that. We're going to send another
you
one
learn
out.
So much from failure.
Yeah.
I mean, you yeah. fail and you see, okay, that didn't work. Why didn't it work? How are we going to fix it? What are we going to do next time?
Yeah, yeah. No, you're right.
Do you think, like, SpaceX is just going to continue to be, like, the leading, like, private space company?
I mean, there's no – because of how expensive everything is, I don't – foresee anything overtaking it right now. I mean, that's not like an industry where it's like, okay, we have, let's just say, like, a new restaurant chain pop up. Like, that could happen, right? Like, a new type of, you know, maybe like a chicken place or something like that. Like, that's way more likely. But when you have this amount of money needed to even get things going, I mean, they're already way ahead of everyone.
Yeah.
So I don't see someone else, like, stepping in. I think the ones that are kind of in there,
I feel like it's mostly, like, government run.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, but the government, I mean, NASA, I think it's like 1 or 2% of the yearly budget
yeah.
goes to NASA, which is.
Well, I'm thinking about, like, you know, maybe like China, Russia, like all these other, like, you know, global superpowers.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure.
Also,
yeah, US is not the only one.
Yeah, they're all super invested.
Race. Yeah, and I mean, I think right now, our biggest problem is ourselves. Like, the fact that we fight so much, and, like, once we become, like, humans, Yeah. Right. Once we're identified as humans and not like, you know, Americans, Russians, like there'll be a day when like we're earthlings.
Yeah.
Right. Because like, then if you think about it, right, like let's just say we inhabit Mars. Right. Like those are Martians. Now, if you're born and raised there, you're a Martian.
You're not earthling.
So once it becomes this, like once we can, you know, get past all of the throughout history, it's been this part. It started with like, okay, this city, the Romans versus, you know,
the Greeks.
You start small, these city against city, and then okay, now there's a country. So now it's country against country. Well, then what do you get after that? Continent versus continent, and now world versus, like, we're not saying the versus thing, but like once we can unite, and if you think about it, because I know like Russia doesn't talk to us because, you know, we're all butt heads. Like, we're not getting the information that they have. They're not getting our information. But like, what if we're almost there with this one thing? We just don't have the one, but they have it.
Yeah.
And we have no idea. So it's like, once we can, you know, come together, and it would suck for that to take something like, you know, a catastrophic event, right? Like, that would be terrible. But if that's what it takes for us to come together, usually that's kind of the stuff that it takes.
Yeah.
Sadly, right? Like, takes a catastrophic event for people to realize, like, we got to come together. So, like, I feel like if we can come together as a world, I mean, now we have all of the world's brightest powers working together with no limitations, no nothing, just all going together for the common good.
Yeah, no, you're right. I think about a lot, too, with, like, Elon. Like, Elon always said a thing where, like, patents just delay, like, progress. I forget his exact words, but he said the reason he doesn't get patents is it just delays forward progress for other people.
Yeah.
He's like, as long as we're on our A game, it doesn't matter if they copy us, because it's like Samsung versus Apple. Apple can patent their phone, but Samsung's going to make a phone. Mm-hmm. And it's just a little bit different, is what he was getting at with it.
Yeah, and it's like the seatbelt. When the seatbelt first got invented, the inventor did not put a patent on it.
Because he wanted anybody to be safe.
Because for the greater good, right? Yeah. Like, I mean, that was a great thing. He invented this thing that, like, he could have made tons of money off of it, right?
Yeah, you had to pay him every single time.
Every time it gets used. But because he recognized how important this was, like the 3-point seatbelt, he's like, no, this is something that needs to be universal.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, like, if we can get to that point,
I'm happy.
With the world, oh my gosh, like the 40 years, I mean, who knows what that number gets down to.
Yeah, no, that's right.
I mean, you guys got anything else? I think we're all wrapping up here.
I had a great time, though. Thank you for having me.
This is fun, yeah.
Thanks.
This is sick.
It's fun.
Yeah. All right. Thank you for listening.